welcome to OKC Over Easy's Grocery Gauntlet, the final episode. Are you guys excited?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So excited.
The voices you hear are Bryce.
Hello.
W.
Hi.
Hello, Bryce. And Sarah.
Hello, OKC.
Bryce and Sarah have both been on the pod before. Bryce was our first episode. We had a lot of fun ranking apples. So if you want to go back and listen to a throwback of that, you can. And then Sarah's been on the pod twice already. She's like the one that's been on the most, which is good because she's going to be leaving us soon. Sad. We can talk about that later, though, right. if you want to. But Bryce and Sarah and I have been friends for...
I mean,
let's talk about it. What do we call ourselves?
Let's get into it.
TGO. Should we tell them what that stands for or no?
Do they need to know?
No, they don't.
Those who know, know.
Bryce and Sarah and I... Okay, so I was friends with Sarah in college, and then she was friends with Bryce... And
we all went to the same high school.
I
babysat Bryce's brothers.
Wow.
And Bryce, but he didn't need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Sarah and I have known each other.
Like, we go.
Since, yeah.
I'm kind of just imagining, like, Sarah coming up and, like, little Bryce being like, I don't need this.
I mean, he's not that much.
She's barely older than me.
But his younger brothers needed me.
Yeah. Wow. But we're all from Choctaw. But I met Bryce when I was in college, and he was, like, starting college,
mm-hmm.
and we bonded over YouTube.
YouTube stars.
At Sauced.
And since you guys have discovered, you're almost the same person.
Almost the same person. When it comes to everything.
Yeah, correct.
Scorpio, Slytherin, don't at us.
Sip some tea.
We listen to the same podcasts. Bryce is going to start a podcast.
Look out for it.
But yeah. But then when we got kicked up a notch, I want you guys to tell the story. I've been talking for so long.
So I'm going to be the new voice of OKC. I mean, I don't know if.
What?
I feel like we're joking right now.
Cut all of it.
Okay, edit all this out. I'm just kidding. So there was an app. I don't think y'all probably know about it, but it's called Kakao Talk.
It's huge in some parts of the world.
In Japan,
South Korea?
Have like shops where like you can like see all the characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the first group chat. So like it was before GroupMe. It was before like texting in a group chat was like seamless, which it still kind of isn't. But it worked. There were 6 people in the group at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was April 2011. April 4th, 2011, right?
Right. I mean,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we started talking.
We can pull up the archives if you want to.
I have all the archives saved. And we've talked every single day except for
the day the last Harry Potter movie came out.
We said nothing to each other.
There were no words to each other.
Though, like I'm sure I was with you, Bryce.
We were together.
Right.
Mallory was gallivanting somewhere.
I was on a work trip.
Living our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we like didn't talk.
And
at all.
Like I mean,
Amazon is opening 2,000 grocery stores in the next 10 years. Why do you hate it?
Because
it's gonna be so convenient.
Do we really need another monopoly, though?
No.
I mean, they're already like. The only online retailer.
I know,
so we want them to be the only physical.
That's
like.
Sometimes I do need a monopoly. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes I'm like, I really need this to be super convenient for me at this moment. Whenever I grocery shop, I do try to go to like local grocery stores, like Urban Agrarian or like what have you, and get like that fresh. But sometimes I'm like, I can't drive all the way over to the farmer's market district. I'm going to need to put all my grocery items in a cart, check it out at Walmart, drive up to Walmart, have them put all the groceries in my car.
And surely that would be what Amazon would do, right?
Yeah.
Like it would work with their app.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If I can't understand them not doing that. But yeah, I don't know. Amazon is like... a kind of a garbage company, right?
I mean,
there's like a lot of stuff about Amazon that is controversial, but I think that's going to happen with as a company is as big as it is.
Yeah, and I guess it's like they are better than a lot of other like big box retailers,
like Walmart.
I would definitely go to the Amazon store over that.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to try to do, like, now that they're getting into food, if they're going to try to do, like, a spinoff off of, like, Blue Apron.
Right.
And have, like, the meals prepackaged for you.
And put everyone out of business.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually pretty genius. What if they did do that? Like, what if they had...
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. We have all the ingredients. You just... We have a subscription service, and then we just, like, send it to you.
I'm sure they will.
Damn.
And they're definitely listening, so... That was that.
Obama's listening to this too, right? Aren't you?
Obama.
Obama follows me on Twitter. Did you know that?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Does Ellen follow you too?
I don't think Ellen follows me. Mm. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But whenever I go to somebody's Twitter profile and it's like Obama follows them, I'm like, yeah, solidarity.
You're like, yeah, we were there in 2008.
Yeah, I was. I started my Twitter account in 2007.
I don't know anymore.
It doesn't say on your profile anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So Twitter's going downhill too, though, right?
I can't.
I can't lose
Twitter.
Yeah. We already lost Vine. But we talked about the whole Vine thing on Bryce's podcast, which is posting the same day today. I'm on there. So you need to go give it a follow, give it a listen, give it a like, and a review. And also give my podcast a review because nobody has done that. Probably because I said I would go eat somewhere and then talk about it, and then I never did. So, yeah, it's called Screaming with Bryce, and his Twitter is Screaming Bryce. So go on there and follow and listen. Because we're collabing right now.
We're collabing.
So this is going to be kind of a short episode, but we did our segments at the beginning, and then... We're going to talk about Halloween, I think.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Like the entire
Let's
time.
Let's do it.
First of all, I have to get it off my chest that Halloween is my favorite holiday. For my entire life, it's always been.
Right.
Because my birthday is so close to it.
Yeah, mine too. Scorpios. I mean, Scorpios.
And we're Scorpios, so we're, like, passionate. And we also, like, love the kind of macabre, like, spooky things. Bryce and I and our friend Sarah celebrate Februine. So it's basically like we have two Halloween. We should have a Februine party.
We really should.
That would be really fun.
And she'll be here.
Oh.
We should do a Februine party.
Okay. I can host.
Because then I'll like allow my horror movie for the year.
We can like have a horror movie on the background. It'll be like just like a Halloween party. So this year, I want to decorate my house like crazy, but I always lose all my holiday decorations. I like throw them away or don't know where they go. So all I have is like a wreath and some ghosts. But I have three costumes this year. Usually I do two or three, and they're all Snapchat filters. And people
That's fun.
My friend Reagan was like, how did you get all this stuff? I was like, I start working on it in like September.
Yeah.
So it's my fave. But I wanna
How was the reception for the first one?
Half and half. They were like, are you a goddess? Which I'm like, guess, but I'm also a Snapchat filter.
I see.
But there was another Snapchat filter at the party.
Oh.
It was the one, with the glasses and the, like, the, rainbow, like, cloud. It was, like, a not very
It was
well
on for, like, 2 days.
That's how my bunny one, I feel like, is gonna be like. Because I was the gold butterfly filter last night, taking my dog to a pooch parade. We're gonna be the dog filters. It is my favorite thing ever. And then tonight, I'm gonna be the, like, sparkly bunny mask filter. Which isn't really a well-known one, but I think if you're into Snapchat, you'll know it.
And if you follow Mallory, because she really, really took to that one.
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
I was showing some. I had, like, taken a picture of it so I could do my makeup. Like, I had taken a photo of me in it so I could do my makeup like it before it went away. And I was showing someone. They're like, how'd you get your eyes so big? I was like, that's false.
It's part of the filter.
But one of the best things about Halloween is candy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Halloween candy. I need you to rank.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I, like, sprung it on you. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just like start with like a breather question. What do you think about candy corn?
I think that candy corn should have never been created.
What? You hate candy corn?
It's trash food.
I love candy corn, especially the chocolate candy corn.
So I am suggesting that when you post this episode, do a poll on your Twitter okay, whether you do or do not like candy corn, because I need to hear from my people. Candy corn's disgusting.
Why?
It's not good.
It's so good.
It's just sugar.
I know, but it's like festive. And like,
and it's probably not even sugar. It's like high fructose corn syrup. You know it is.
You're going to die because I'm about to ask you like a follow-up question, and you're going to be like, no, this is garbage. The pumpkins.
Okay, no. I would, like, if I ever did, I would eat the pumpkins over the candy corn.
Really?
But I don't like either. I don't like any of them. I don't like it.
I always buy a bag or two, you know.
Of candy corn. 2 bags of candy corn. Like, what do you do with it?
You eat it. And it lasts until, like, it's...
Yeah, it lasts forever. It's like honey. You'll find it in, like, ancient burial tombs for years.
It's festive through, like, Black Friday, you know? Because it's, like, not specific, really, to Halloween. Right. It's, like, more fall. But, yeah, I haven't bought a bag this year, but right. I'm waiting for Tuesday.
Sure.
So I can get it all 50% off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so what about your favorite candies, like Halloween candies?
So I'm like, I am into chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. The non-chocolate things I like, I really like Skittles.
I don't like Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like Skittles, and I really like Twizzlers. We've discussed that
before.
Oh,
yeah. Gutties.
But I'm mostly into chocolate.
Me too.
So what's your ranking?
Okay, like, I'm just going for, like, the standard.
Sure.
And I am incorporating in the size.
Great.
So, like, it's not, like, a full-size
okay, great.
Candy bar. I love, I don't love the little mini bags of M&Ms. That's, like, not on my list.
It's not, there's not
because
enough.
Because number one, there's not enough. Number one on my candy ranking of, like, all time, peanut butter M&Ms. It's, like, my favorite candy.
There's literally some in the cabinet. Shelby and I always buy peanut
oh
butter M&Ms.
God.
Like, the big bag, because it's Halloween, and it's time to do that.
So excited. But they don't make them in this
right.
small.
If they did...
It would be over for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Kit Kats.
Ooh.
The small little
Chance
Kit Kats.
Is doing, he's like promoing for Kit Kat now.
Chance the rapper?
Yeah.
Chance the rapper. That's really incredible
yeah.
and exciting.
I love Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, like, because you just take one little bite and then you get to take a little bite because it's little.
Your whole method.
Yeah. Also, Twix.
Mm.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Like, little, just a little tiny Twix. This is kind of a curveball. Milky Way Midnight.
Really?
Yeah. Especially around Halloween because it's got the dark chocolate and
sure.
then, like, the really, really light nougat inside.
I should give it another chance. I always get rid
one.
Of my midnights.
A mini one.
Okay.
I'm, like, really craving one right now. I don't think I... Last
sorry,
night at
I
the party, I don't remember doing this, but I have my bag at home, and I have a ton of Halloween candy in it. So I think somebody, like, put Halloween candy in there.
Somebody.
It wasn't me.
So I am, like, my big, big, big thing is Reese's. And just having a single cup is, like, a
okay.
dream to me.
Just the little one, though?
Ooh, good question. A mini Reese's, I love.
Okay.
But I would rather have a single, like, normal-sized cup.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
you know they'll give those out. Too.
Yeah.
The like single, the mini ones, that's not enough to like give to a trick or treater. Mm. Like a single one of those?
No, like a handful of those.
Right. Like you just like put them in a, like if they're like M&Ms kind of.
Yeah.
Definitely into Reese's, love Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I like Snickers a lot.
Yeah, but not in the mini size. I want a full Snickers.
Interesting. Do you remember, did you Snickers ice cream bars in school?
Oh my god, I love them.
I was
so
like
much.
I need my weekly Snickers ice cream bar.
Okay, so I think I've talked about this before, but like they don't teach you nutrition in schools. I mean they do
at
but
least
like,
not in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I like didn't learn anything, and that literally like that would be my meal, like a Fruitopia, a full size Snickers bar, and then like Cheetos.
Well,
but like that's what reminds me of is like is not eating healthy as a child.
Right.
Now I'm a lot better, so it's fine. But yeah, I like Snickers, and it's in my like top five like candy, but not in the smaller size.
That makes sense.
I mean, if it's sitting in front of me, right, I'm gonna eat it.
You're not gonna deny it. You just prefer the big.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
What other is there? Like other fall like Halloween food that you associate with? Are you one of those like popcorn balls person?
People? No, no, I'm really truly not.
The other day at my day job, this lady came in and she brought treats or whatever.
Yeah.
And my boss was like, here you go. And he like threw, it was like a pumpkin bag. And then inside of it was just like cheddar popcorn. And it was really good.
Well, yeah.
And I felt like, okay, yeah.
This is Halloween.
I don't like a popcorn ball, no, though.
I'm not into it.
What about those, it's like reindeer chow kind of, but it's not puppy chow.
Oh, it's for Halloween?
Yeah, but it's like popcorn and like white chocolate. And
I'm not mad. I don't think I've had it.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any other
Halloween food. It's candy.
I mean, we're
and all... then like pumpkin stuff.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. I haven't talked about pumpkin at all on this podcast.
And I think you're better off.
And it's the end of October because I don't feel a type of way about pumpkin. No. I don't like it.
I mean, like, actual pumpkin, it's not good.
No.
Like a pumpkin spice thing, it depends, but it's usually not good.
It's not my favorite.
But I also am not one of those haters.
Give me a maple latte.
Give me a maple latte.
Starbucks, if you're listening to this, in 2008, you had maple syrup, and you had maple lattes, and it was my favorite thing to get at Starbucks, and you took it away from me, and I wish every single year that it comes back.
You would have to get half pumps, though, because you probably used to be able to drink a lot more sugar than you can now.
Yeah, I can't. I don't get any sweetener in any of my... although I did have a chili mocha.
Oh, are those good?
Yeah, they are.
They are good?
I got low fat.
It's like a powder, though.
I didn't know. I mean, anyway. I didn't see it make it.
I will say, Starbucks, salted caramel mocha.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do the pumpkin spice, but I... am ride or die for a salted caramel mocha.
Those are good, but like, yeah, I don't eat that much sugar.
No, like, I just get like, I get like a smaller number of pumps of everything.
Okay, you're like, please.
So it's just like a little. I mean, I used to be a barista, so I'm like that annoying person.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I need the toffee nut and I need the mocha. I do not need that much of it.
Yeah, just like one pump each.
Yeah.
I remember that day I freaked out and I was like, this lady ordered a venti with only five pump. What? How many pumps are in a venti?
And an iced at six.
She said, I said, this lady ordered a venti with four pumps of sweetener. And I'm like freaking out because that's like so much. And Bryce is like, no, she's like actually cutting down. And I, because I don't like this Starbucks sweetener at all.
No.
I just get everything just like, I mean, I get like a little bit of cream whatever I get. But yeah, I don't like pumpkin that much. So, okay, another thing that I want to talk about is haunted restaurants in Oklahoma City.
Okay, I'm ready.
I only know of a couple.
Okay.
First of all, have you ever been to the Haunted House restaurant?
No.
Okay, it's really cool. I kind of want to go there for my birthday now, instead of Iron Star. I'm trying to figure out where I should have... For my birthday, I'm going to Che with my friends, and then I get to pick with my family, and I'm, like, trying to figure out, like, what... restaurant. It's a steakhouse, and it used to be called Haunted House Restaurant. Now it's called Jay Bruner's Haunted House, and basically it's by Tinseltown. Okay.
Great.
But it's like in the woods. It's like basically where your house is.
Right. In the
but
wilderness.
It's like you go down this like really winding like tree covered road, and it's just like a little tiny house. It's like white table service. Like it's like a nice steakhouse. And I remember going there. My parents took me there one year for my parents' anniversary. I was like 8 or 9, maybe.
Yeah.
And they used to come around to the table and they were like, they tell the ghost story.
Oh my
and
gosh.
There's like murders. There had been murders there or whatever. And then one of the stories was like, and the bathtub water was dripping. And like, if you listen, you can hear like the water dripping. And then you like listen and it's like dripping sounds.
Right.
But it wasn't super cheesy.
Right.
I don't remember what the food tasted like at all.
Wait, so you're saying you haven't been since you were 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I go?
No, maybe you should go.
Well, another company, they sold it. Yeah. And another company took it over.
It's got to be the same idea.
So I Googled it, and like the tagline is like, there were three murders that happened in this restaurant. And then, like, it's like steakhouse. So, I mean, I think I should probably go back, right?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of expensive, though. It's like going to, like, a Mickey Mantle's or, like, okay. what have you. So, probably not with my parents until I turn, like, 30 or something. Which is the oldest age I can think of.
Yeah. When you kept saying cadaver, I thought you kept saying cadaver.
No.
Like
no.
a dead body. No, that's no, why no, I honey. Thought it was like an old dead man.
No, honey.
He can bend spoons with his mind.
Neither of us had a cadaver or a Venomoth, so uh-huh. it was a very exciting time for us to try to like go through the store and try to find them.
Right.
And we didn't find any of them in the store.
My favorite part is what Bryce said. I was like, Bryce, he's like running up, and I said, what if you find the cadaver? And he was like, if I see something, I'll say something.
Melanie gets a little stressed if she's like poke
hunting.
I scream
when I'm like poke hunting and they're like, please stop. But it was fine. It was like a fine crest. The end caps were pretty.
They were pretty.
They weren't the lit
ones. No, Sarah!
Cut it.
Edit that. The end caps were gorgeous. They were like rounded and black and they had these like beautiful like crest scripts on them.
They're nice.
They were really nice. It was a pretty small crest. I would compare it to the Douglas one.
Okay.
Like size wise.
Fair.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
But yeah, there was lit with Pokemon. Other than that, I don't really remember.
No. And then when we left.
Oh yeah. This is
we were
part.
Pulling away. And Mallory was driving, and we, like, ran into a Venomoth.
Mallory is the one who noticed it, and she was the one who was driving.
So she was... Well, we pulled
it
over.
It buzzed in my lap, okay?
Safely pulled over. Mallory was able to catch it, and then we were able to go back and find, like, Sarah and I were able to find them.
Uh-huh. In the Mazio's parking lot.
In the Mazio's parking lot. I was able to catch mine. Sarah had a little more trouble.
And then she had a little meltdown.
I used two Pokeballs, and I caught it twice, but it escaped both times, and then it ran away. And I was really upset because they both caught him.
After it ran away, she said, I'm in a really bad mood now. And then we're like, okay. And then she goes, this is for you catching the Venomoth. And she played Chance the Rapper's. What is that song?
How Blessing? Great.
Oh, how great. And so it was like, how great is our God? And we were like dying laughing.
Because, like, they caught it.
It was good. That was, like, the best spot for Pokemon. So then we went over to the 23rd and Meridian. That's where my vet is. So that's, like, where I visit. That's where Judy and I went. And it's fine.
It's fine. It's small.
It's little.
Which crest is never small. I mean, none of them are small, but it's small.
It's small compared to the other crests.
Right.
That are larger.
Dry. Right. In Pokemon.
Yeah.
There wasn't a
Pokey in sight. Actually, in the parking lot, I got something.
I got a Beedrill.
Nidabodra or something?
Nidoran.
Yay.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Pokemon.
We caught Beedrills, but that was it.
Yeah. So, it was fine. It was fine.
I'm glad it's not like my home crest, but it was fine, yeah.
So then we went to the south side. Why did this take us so long?
It took forever.
It feels like it shouldn't have taken us that long.
I mean, I didn't want us to walk down every aisle. I think you kind of insisted that we did.
We had to price check a few things.
Did we? Not really.
The LaCroix. We had to see the LaCroix
at every store. So we went to the south side. What were you feeling whenever you drove up to it?
Just glee.
It was like a ultralight beam was shining down.
It was kind of like the end of our road trip. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit.
It was the end of our road trip.
And I've been really wanting to go to that one for a while.
It's beautiful.
The outside is just stunning.
It's huge. It's stunning. It's
they
huge.
Have each was one of like the five core values on these pillars outside, and it's like you're walking in a crest.
Yeah, like, and you're like, you see that there's tons of statues of the founders. Right. And it's like, that's like the overall, it's like such an Oklahoman like thing. It's like you grow up with it when you live here. And
the paper bags, like.
The paper bags with the values on them. Rock bottom prices. All
Nick's
the rock
picks.
Anniversary sale, right? Nick's Picks.
How is it always an anniversary sale? That's why I love Crest.
Because every store opened at a different time.
Yeah.
So throughout the year.
Locations.
Right.
You have all kinds of different
anniversaries. They all celebrate everyone's anniversary, correct. I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Did we buy anything at the 23rd Street one? I don't think so. We didn't buy anything. Yeah. So we walk into the Southside location. The produce section is incredible.
Right.
It's beautiful.
They have, like, a hot bar, made-to-order sandwiches, sushi bar.
And everything just, like, has really nice, pretty welcoming signs on the top, like, telling you where you are in the store.
Yeah.
Big shrimp graphics.
And it's, like, it's, like, bright on the outside, but, like, dark on the inside.
It's so nice.
It's really nice. The floor is dark. It's right. Cool. There wasn't a ton. It was busy, but there wasn't a ton of people there. We, like, checked out with no problem. We walked around. We got samples. The only store that we went to, except for Sprouts, that had samples. But they all had meat in them.
Which on Saturday, I want a sample at a grocery store.
Yeah, they had red meat in them, so it was, like, a little, like, because Bryce doesn't eat red meat, so I was like, okay. What else about this crest?
I mean, it was a god dream.
It was a god. The end caps. Okay, so what Sarah was saying earlier was that the end caps were lit. So they were, like, actually lit. Not like Pokemon Go lit. Another thing was, before I get to the end caps, there was a Pokemon Go gym inside the U.S. Cellular store.
Right, no, and they were like, come here, like, to the Pokemon
gym. Mystic, like, they knew it was there. Also, I didn't know if you battled, you had to leave your Pokemon at the gym. You don't get it back if they take it. You get it back.
I've never done it.
Okay.
I knew you left it there, but I have never done it.
I don't want to.
My brother
leave
was
it.
Like, yeah, you leave your best Pokemon there.
No! Like, what? That's. Okay, I don't like that. But the end caps had lights on them. Right. They were beautiful.
Right.
I don't have words for it.
I know. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. So, what did we get there? We ended up putting some stuff back because we were, like, hungry.
Oh, yes. At this point, we were.
Tried some new Pringles flavors.
Yes.
Buffalo Ranch and Jalapeno.
I got some Bloody Mary. Sarah got some Bloody Mary supplies.
Yeah.
For tomorrow. And then, what did I buy? Oh, I bought dog food. It was a good price on the dog food that
Nick's
I get.
Nick's pick.
Right.
Wow. Can't go wrong. Mm-mm. Can't go wrong. So then,
and they always have people, like, to give you carts.
Yes, there's a lot of employees there. Mm-hmm. We did self-checkout on most everything.
Right.
Except for Sprouts. I don't know. It was great. And then we were leaving. We were going to go back to my house. It was 15 minutes away, which I'm like, why don't I come here all the time? And we drive out, and I was like, Victoria's.
It's connect. Like, there's, like, several different.
There was a Cox store. There was a
Subway.
Yeah.
So there are different stores, but they were all, like, one big building as part of Crest. And then it was, like, the last one was Victoria's. And so I was driving and I just turned around in the middle of the street.
Right.
Was
like, I'm turning this car around
right
now.
There was construction. It was like.
Because I'm from Norman and Victoria's is my everything. And I knew that they had a Southside location. I just had no idea where it was.
Yeah.
And so, Mallory had never been, so I was like, we're hitting it.
Yeah. I wish I would have felt better, but I was, like, kind of dying. I have my leftovers.
Yeah, you have your leftovers.
I can't wait. Excited. Yeah. So.
Should we say what we ordered?
Yeah, let's say what we ordered. Let's talk about our Victoria's experience real quick.
I mean, that's a little mini, over easy.
Yeah, a little mini ep. Right. It's like a nice, cute little. But it's not too fancy, mm-mm. Right? So it's like a nice, cute little.
It's humble. Really good food.
They have good lighting. It's, like, bright lighting, but there's, like, a little bar in the back, so that's where we sat. It was nice. Mm-hmm. It was comfy. Captain's chairs. We were chilling.
Cool server.
She was great. Do you remember her name?
No.
I didn't take my
shout
receipt.
Out to that bartender server.
Yes, shout out to her. She was great. She helped us a lot order stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to back up to Crest really quick. Okay. Was it Southside location where the employee was on level 20 Team Mystic and she
no that was Rockwell the was, lit Pokemon.
Oh, okay sorry I just it came to me
of
okay.
course she so was she just standing. Is at work all day
right sketching. Like Bryce and I were like talking around the corner and I think she was like on a smoke break or just hanging out or something and she was like what are you guys talking about I wasn't trying to overhear like we were talking about a Crest question dilemma and then of course we were
enough about-
to all of the other districts.
Yeah.
That I think that would be an awesome place to live.
Okay, cool. What kind of, like, what are they building there? Are they building, like, well, go for it.
So there's going to be more breweries around there.
That's awesome.
And really, they just had the brewery bike crawl the other day.
I wanted to go to that. Did you go to it?
No, I couldn't go because I had other commitments that day.
And I can't ride a bike.
It wasn't it like $40?
It was.
Okay. That's
that,
a little...
Yeah, that included your beer at each one of the stops and your t-shirt from Men Apparel. And it was five different breweries.
That's a little steep for me. Five beers, I guess that's okay. And I don't want it, but I don't want a t-shirt. I'm just going to give it away. I'm just going to give it to Goodwill when I move.
Give them to me. From now on, text me, give them to me. Okay, I will.
Yeah, but I just like the convenience of it because, you know, you're pretty much walking distance from Film Row to Midtown and really short commute up to Uptown or Paseo. I used to want to live in Paseo when I first bought a house.
Yeah, I love
Paseo.
And
then we looked over there and like everything was shit pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, guess we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Well, and you're technically Linwood, so you still have a district name, right?
Linwood is,
that's just a neighborhood. Right. It's not a district.
Well, that's
I'm technically in the Windsor district.
Okay. I'm in, the neighborhood that I'm in right now is technically Woodland Park, but like, and I've been there for 3 years. It was a great place to live. Like, I never had an issue, except for when I got broken into. So, anyway.
Other than that. But, yeah, so I am actually moving in March back up to, I own a house up in, so, technically North OKC.
Okay.
Let's call it, it's Deer Creek School District. It's
okay.
Technically called Deer Creek Crossing. It's across from Gallardia. Don't come rob me, please.
Don't triangulate yourself.
Right. And I love it so much because it's all old people. I'm not a big fan of kids, and there's like next to no kids, or they're like high schoolers.
Okay.
And there were like no trick-or-treaters. Where I'm at now, I had to buy candy for the trick-or-treaters. And then I had to eat all the Reese's out of it. And I just like, it was very traumatic.
So you
so I'm really excited to get back up in like my old folks home community. Those are my people.
Okay.
So I would love to live in a young hip district, but also I have a dog and I just like really feel like I have my life established. So I need to be up with the old people and I'll just come down and hang out with you kids.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to like rent out my house and just like live downtown for a year and see what it's like.
Never.
Where did you, why did you move from up there to down here? Is there like a story?
That's a longer story.
That's another podcast.
That's an off mic story.
Okay.
I'll fill you in, but
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. DM Kayla if you.
Life happens, y'all.
DM Kayla if you want to know that story.
Okay. But I'm coming back, y'all.
Yeah, I would live like on the Mesta Park side of things if I had enough money. If I, you know.
Oh, if I had enough money, I'd be in Heritage Hills. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm bougie at heart. I'm just like. I don't have a husband or a bank account.
It's like so funny because like Mesta Park money is like so different than Heritage Hills money is so different than like Nichols Hills. It's just, it's interesting.
I'm old money at heart, not new money.
Okay.
If anyone's out there, I want to marry into this.
Okay. So this is what I kind of pitched to you guys when I asked you to be on an episode. Since you are the localites and you love local places, I wanted to challenge you and ask you about your favorite chain restaurants, national chain restaurants. Then we'll get to local chain restaurants. But what are some of your favorites and what do you order there?
Well, I absolutely don't go to any sit-down chains. I really don't.
Okay.
So when chains,
I think it was you that sent me the message. You were like, we really don't go. I was like, that's not true.
What do you even mean? And then I was like, I only drunk order Taco Bell and Jimmy John's. She was like, that's what I mean.
That's what
like,
I, that counts. Yeah. That counts.
So I'm definitely all about the fast food convenience at times. Mm-hmm. I definitely stroll up in McDonald's drive through occasion. I love their breakfast burrito for $1.
Okay.
McChicken.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I really like Arby's actually.
Okay.
Their chicken sandwiches are actually really good.
Okay.
And so is their Grand Turkey Club.
Okay.
So I mostly don't even get the roast beef there. Like their other meats are actually very good.
Okay. You get the curly fries with it.
Usually.
An Arby's sauce.
Yeah.
I love a good Arby's meal. My mom really likes Arby's. So, like, we would go. One time, I was like, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she's like, Arby's. So, like, when go to Arby's, I'm
when they have the gyros, those I've gyros never had are those. Actually bomb.
Okay.
They have, like, the beef ones. And they have, like, a turkey one.
Okay.
And
okay.
Their sauce, I mean, it's not authentic tzatziki sauce, but it's still good.
Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Kayla?
All right, so I make a conscious effort to not eat fast food anytime I am. I know conscious.
If you eat paleo,
yeah.
Then it's like there's no way. Yeah.
But sometimes Kayla makes decisions outside of her own consciousness.
After five bottles of Two Buck Chuck.
Okay, not five, but maybe one
or two.
Or two. And she will get Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I get the chalupa, the chicken chalupa supreme from Taco Bell. That's pretty much my favorite. And then I'll go to KFC and I'll get a mashed potato bowl. And now that's exclusively sick food.
Okay.
So if I am like, oh my gosh, I feel awful. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in bed. I'll go by KFC first and get a bowl and then eat it in bed, which I never eat in my bed unless I'm sick.
See, that's funny because like I don't ever want fast food when I'm sick. I only want noodles and butter. Like, that's it. I just want noodles with butter and salt. Like, I just don't want the carbs and, like, the fat and, like, the salt.
I get that. See, I have to be coherent to cook for myself or I'll, like, fall asleep while I'm making pizza. It's fine.
That's true.
And then the only other thing is, Jimmy John's, when I used to be able to order that.
What would you get at Jimmy John's? Because I have a very specific Jimmy John's order.
Oh, same. Okay. I have it saved in my favorite, so it's the Beach Club.
Say, I love the Beach Club. It's so good.
The Beach Club's the best, but add oregano and add oil and vinegar.
Ooh.
Yes, and extra onions and then no tomato.
Okay, okay.
Maybe also, a cookie if I'm feeling crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I also have to mention Brahms, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. We'll get to that one. That's the local chain.
It's not just in Oklahoma, either.
Yeah, that's it. It's 300 miles away from the Brahms farm is where all of their restaurants are.
Save it.
We'll talk about Brahms. We'll talk about Class and Circle. It'll all be here for the listeners. Okay, so Jimmy John's, Taco Bell. I love McDonald's, too, and I love Taco Bell.
I mean,
so,
the fries at McDonald's, they're like, so good.
Two McChickens, a fry.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I make chicken add mac sauce and that's it.
Oh, I
need to try that.
Life changing. There was a man I met in high school who I will tell them the name of after we're done recording who turned me on to this specific combination and it changed my life.
That sounds so good.
So also around Super Bowl time.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still doing it, but back in college, they were doing an advertisement and it was like a box of 100 chicken nuggets that was for like Super Bowl parties and stuff. And I think they maybe only, they could probably do it if you called ahead, honestly. Yeah. I don't think they just always have 100 nuggets ready. But one night, my friend and I, we were at a fraternity house and like, I think we got two of those boxes.
Damn.
And not just for us, obviously, but it was awesome. Very good.
Wait, do you guys like Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Anna accidentally catered her own proposal party with Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Do you get one of those trays?
I did.
How did you accidentally do it, though?
She didn't know it was her engagement party.
Oh, okay.
I knew.
Okay.
And I was like, order Chick-fil-A for this Halloween party.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, Halloween engagement. That's the best.
It was awesome. I was the photographer.
Okay. Okay. So those are your favorite national, I guess, chains. So what about local chains?
So definitely Brahms, just because I mean, the ice cream is awesome. Yeah. I love a good shake every once in a while. I really like to do the mixes.
Okay.
I'll do usually vanilla with the either cherry topping or strawberry. And I really like that.
I'll
get a mix froyo cone sometimes.
I did that the other day. I did a vanilla mix with cherry and Oreo.
Ooh.
Bomb.
That sounds
so
great.
Good. Yeah.
And then when I'm wanting like a burger, but I don't want to feel like a greasy burger, I love the Brahms burgers.
Oh. Yeah.
So I like to get the small ones because the third pounds are just too big.
Yeah.
Really. But I like to get like the 6 pound one or the quarter pound.
Yeah, but
like
it's 1/4 now, I think. The number one is a 1/4 pound.
Okay. Yeah. I would usually get like the kids one.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'd get it, but the one that has like the deluxe. So it has like the lettuce and tomato and stuff still on it. So that's like a good meal when I like, I want something.
Yeah.
I don't like the fries at Brahms though.
Oh, they're trash.
What? We're about to be in a fight.
Ew.
Crinkle cut fries are
trash. Trash.
I literally own crinklecutfries.com.
Ew.
I have that domain name.
Oh, wow.
My Yelp bio is searching for the greatest french fry in Oklahoma City, and Brahms is last.
Why? Why don't you like crinkle cut? Like I need soggy. Reasons.
They're thick and soggy. So my favorite french fry in Oklahoma City is another chain.
Local chain?
Not local. It's Freddy's, the shoestring. Oh, my God. The burgers are great, but the fries and the fries.
I haven't been to Freddy's in years.
And you got to have thin and crispy. Bomb. And their custard's bomb.
I think I just recently had the custard.
The chocolate with the Reese's mixed in. Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's a preference choice, like not like a fact. Because,
I think that fries inherently should be like not soggy though.
You don't, but you don't like, okay, so I will admit, when Brahms does potato products, when they do them wrong, they do them very wrong.
The hash
but when
brown they do little them bites, right.
Oh, hash browns are life.
I love the little bites of hash browns. They're just like tater tot hash Same. Browns.
When they do them right, they do them very, very right. So I like a crinkle cut just because you get more ketchup on the fry.
I don't eat ketchup.
Then that's our main issue here then. Why don't you eat ketchup? Because paleo?
She likes the other sauces.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I like Freddy's sauce and signature sauce and house sauce.
You
and
like
whatever.
The pink sauces.
And pink sauces yeah. and ranch. I'm about that life.
I am I'm making pizza tonight from
oh,
Sam's
and on
Club.
Pizza, see, I don't do red sauce. I'm a garlic butter kind of girl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Pesto.
Ooh, pesto.
You like pesto?
Oh, pesto's good. Hideaways pesto. Oh, okay. Continue.
I like the ranch from Mazio's.
Mazio's ranch is life.
Yeah, I'm gonna
so
get some tonight.
I will order like the calzone.
Uh-huh. Duh.
Like, to channel of Adam Scott. I'll order the calzone.
Low calzone.
and then the family size of ranch to put on everything else when I'm not eating.
The family size ranch is so good.
It's the greatest ranch ever.
We were I was at my friend's like birthday dinner or whatever, and we ordered Hideaway and she didn't have any ranch in her house. And so
she went to Mazio's.
We all got in the car and went to Mazio's. And we were like, we have a weird request. Like, we want to order some ranch.
All of the ranch.
And he was like, do you want the big one or like the really, really big one? And we were like, the really, really big one.
Is it like a pint?
Oh it's like, huge. Yeah. It's like $3 for like that.
Worth it.
It's so good.
All right. Well, okay, so my favorite local chain, I'm going to go full in, not paleo, because if I eat out, I cheat because I shouldn't be eating out. So if I am paying someone else to make my food, it shouldn't.
Yeah. And you don't want to deny yourself.
Exactly.
You
know? I don't want to pay for a salad when I can make a salad at home.
Yeah.
Now, what I can't make at home is a garage burger.
Okay.
The garage is going to be my pick for a favorite.
Local TV and music podcast. But, you know, I ventured into food a little bit recently.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He has a great episode about chicken fingers, chicken tenders,
yeah. Which is, you know, why I was invited to the soft opening.
Yeah.
So you can definitely get into that.
Mm-hmm.
That will be like an easy segue for you.
Yes. Yeah. I'll tweet the link to that episode.
Cool.
It's a good one. Yeah. So Bryce Waller, you can find me at OKC Over Easy on Twitter and Instagram. I've been documenting the grocery gauntlet on Instagram stories, so check that out. You can also email okcovereasy@aol.com if you have any questions or comments or concerns. And then there's a website, okcovereasy.com.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I'm back. I'm back better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out and make sure to vote in the Twitter poll today. Homeland versus Buy for Less. All right, bye.
Bye.